In fact, I'm going to ask you, Kelly, to use your magical powers to actually press the Michelle Monroe button all the way from Los Angeles, somewhere near the sign, depending on which way you look at it. Would you like to just concentrate now? And when you feel ready, just say, yes, it's time to press that button now. Over to you, please, Kelly Duncan Joyner.
It's time to press that button now.
Hello, this is Michelle Monroe with an extra special musical postcard for you. The recording I have for you this week was recorded in 1962, but never issued. Dad, for some inexplicable reason, was pulled into the end of a Terry Scott session. Terry was laying down his new single, My Brother, and its B-side. Interestingly, on the session paperwork, today's choice is titled Theme from Period of Adjustment. The film, written by Tennessee Williams and starring Jane Fonda, had just been released in the States. Exactly why Dad recorded this Lynn Murray and Mac David song is unknown, and it certainly wasn't a hit for anybody else. But it's a good quality ballad and didn't really deserve to be locked away for 50 years. Dad recorded it in just 3 takes, taking a total of 25 minutes, and I'm thrilled that it's finally seeing release on the new release, Matt Uncovered, The Rara Monroe. So here is Dad with A Few Tender Words.
Just hold her and kiss her and say a few tender words each day.
Taken, of course, from the album The Rara Monroe, which is available now for purchase. And Michelle Monroe will be back live with us once again next week.
Annette Andre, ace actress and top correspondent, now live on the Midweek Drive with another audio letter from upstate New York.
Because you always have a few tender words for you, for us, don't you, Annette?
Well, my tender words, yes, I do.
Yes.
And my tender words then was how nice it was to listen to Matt Monroe. It was lovely.
Oh, well, that's why we have a Matt Monroe feature every week at 5 to 6 on the Midweek Drive. And it's also why we have an Annette Andre feature every month on the Midweek Drive, because it takes at least 3 weeks to recover from the last one. It's fantastic. And in addition to that, of course, Arthur Weingarten as well, who hopefully he's prepping for his next piece, which will be looking at the Mod Squad. A little look ahead to that.
Oh, looking at the Mod Squad.
Yeah, I think so. Very good. Anyway, meanwhile, Annette, what's the weather like in upstate New York? The hurricane, I presume, hasn't reached you as yet?
Gorgeous at the moment. A little cooler today, not cold, but slightly cooler than it has been. We've had lots of sun. We had some massive rain a couple of days ago, which we needed. And now it's all sunny again and warm and pleasant, and I hope it goes on like this for months and months and months, and it won't.
No, because obviously we've got Mitt Romney going to be elected President of the United States. That's going to be problematic. I know. Sorry, Barrack, if you're listening, it's okay. I'm sure you have a chance as well. But in the classic words of the Annette Andre Facebook update, phew, just realised the date. And it's getting closer to my next Letter from New York radio segment on the 29th of August. This one's a departure from my usual single topic format. It's called Outtakes, Trims and Short Ends.
Right. Selected gleanings from my cabinet of curiosities.
Makes perfect sense to me, Jo. Annette, just take it away in your own time. It's genius.
Excuse me. Well, since childhood, I've been fascinated by the Victorians' cabinets of curiosities, those vertical, glass-fronted mini-museums found in many overdressed posh parlours of the era. Filled with dozens of artefacts that spoke of exotic walkabouts in the Empire's hinterlands, from shrunken monkey heads to collections of enameled, artificial eyes, I promised myself that one day I'd create my own cabinet of eccentric treasures. Well, sadly, that didn't happen. I'm not much of a collector. And except for a few unquenchable obsessions, such as Wimbledon, Vegemite, and early Harry Belafonte, I've managed to avoid the massive dustings that collecting requires. But I must confess that my childhood yearning hasn't been completely abandoned, so instead of a stately armoire with finely beveled glass doors, I have my sturdy antique Pears soap tin, containing an ever-growing stack of ragged bits and pieces torn from newspapers and magazines that have caught my interest, with no specific destination apparent. Until now, that is. Before starting this monthly radio ramble, I thought of my clippings as a hedge against brain fade, a sort of hard copy repository of interesting topics for when the well starts running dry. But now, with a deadline to meet, more and more I find myself raiding the larder for provocative items that might translate into provocative essays. So what you're about to get today is a letter cobbled from what film editors call the outtakes, trims and short ends of a production. You know, those scenes that for one reason or another didn't make the final cut. Here, in no particular order, are some of the items plucked from my cabinet of curiosities that I hope you'll find as interesting, well, as I must have had when I first tucked them away. When the Olympic organizers went ballistic over unauthorized uses of the game's logo, the now legendary butcher who dared display a sign showing linked sausages in the iconic O's, well, they were not the first to corner a market for pride and profit. The Americans had been at it for donkey's years, keeping the U.S. trademark and patent office operating round the clock. Here are a few examples that enjoy legal protection for their creators. The National Association of Realtors is the official sponsor for the word home. Never mind that scholars have dated the word in use before 950 AD. Then there's a small Midwestern bank that's made a trademark application to become the official sponsor of summer. Fingers crossed on that one. And the bottled beverage manufacturer of Dream Water has been granted the right to be the official sponsor of sleep. Where did I put my dictionary? Speaking of dreams, how about Mark DaCosta, a Beverly Hills hairdresser to the stars, whose recent obituary reported that upon meeting Nancy Reagan, he gushed that the dream of my life is to run my fingers through your hair. Well, guess who departed a happy camper? And on the off chance that you still think slime molds aren't the brightest bulbs in the lab, think again. Researchers noticed a particular mold that lives in forests and feeds on microscopic particles may have a hidden talent for map making. Biologists in Bristol discovered the mold sends out dozens of probing tubes to find the shortest and most efficient route to the food source. Experiments have shown that the mold has almost duplicated portions of the A4 road system, and in places has actually improved on its efficiency. Well, no surprise there, thank you very much. In this time of global uncertainty, thank Penguin Books for coming to the rescue with a new translation of Nostradamus' predictions. A 14th century French doctor, Michel de Nostradamus, like most medical men of his time, cured his patients with the surefire aid of the stars and planets. At night, perhaps munching on a magic mushroom or two, he wrote hundreds of quatrains that mix astrology, prophecy, magic, and history in a clever style that intentionally kept the meaning vague at best. Over the centuries, people have read almost anything into Nostradamus' verses, from the rise and fall of Napoleon and Hitler to Hiroshima, the death of Diana and September 11th. When he writes, I feel that the world of letters shall undergo such a massive and incomparable collapse. How can there be any doubt that, with a hand from the grave, he had Mr. Murdoch and company in his sights? Or who could argue that even the most adult Tea Party supporter would mistake Nostradamus' sums up when he predicted, they shall deliver a great nation from taxation? And finally, a small but telling item that highlights the clash of cultures a cup of tea can ignite. James Cameron, director of Titanic, Avatar, etc., etc., was filming at the Shepperton Studios not long ago when steam apparently vented from his ears over the British crew's scheduled tea breaks. And he sent the tea cart flying with a volcanic kick. Well, so far, no apologies forthcoming. But across the planet in New Zealand, director Peter Jackson of Lord of the Rings fame was attempting to film an intricate scene that was resisting his considerable talents. In the midst of all of this, one young film intern after another, desperate to curry favor with the master, brought him an endless round of teas, all going untouched. Jackson accepted each cup with a quiet, "thank you," until there were at least a dozen cups lined up on the table beside him. Well, not exactly two peas in a pod there, it would seem. My pair's cabinet of curiosities is replenished on a regular basis, so if you'd like to hear another round of this jumble shop mix, let me know. You can let me know on my website, annetteandre.com, or on my Facebook page, or through Southside Broadcasting, to Alex.
Splendid.
And one last item before I go, as you know, I've been holding a contest to find a
I'm just coming to that, Annette. Just hold it there. Because this is the exciting moment, because it's almost reached that time. And for the team in the studio, that, of course, is Jericho, Kaylee and Jodie. Remember, we were looking for that title for the Annette Andre biography. It's going to be the biography of 2013 when it's released. It's going to be the ace scenario, etc. But the competition has been going out there, and we're almost reaching the announcement of the winner. Are we not, Annette?
That's right. Just two and a half more days to go.
Good heavens, yeah. 2.5.
Midnight on Friday, it is.
We'll be locked into that, you know. Forget various other bits and pieces. Midnight on Friday is when it will actually be released, the winner of this. How have the entries been? Have they ranged from the wacky to the insane?
Well, it's been quite a mix. Mm. But there's been, scads of entries and some really creative titles.
Annette, for the next pair's curiosity box, we should actually just have titles that have actually gone into the magical competition, because we might be able to recycle them as kind of show titles. You know, they might not have worked as a title for your biography, but they might be ideal for a sort of show. Just a thought on that particular perspective.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
We basically have 48 hours if people want to submit a final scenario, and there are lots of prizes that are available as well for this. What sort of prizes are we offering here, Annette?
Oh, well, no, it's only to the winner. But the prize will be signed photograph, and when the book comes out, a signed copy of the book.
There could be no greater sort of inspiration than putting that forward. You don't want your Vespers or various other bits and pieces. Jodie, any questions you'd like to put to Annette? Will you be submitting an entry into the suggest a title for Annette Andre's autobiography?
I think I'm going to try and get one in, yes. I've got 2 days, a bit of pressure, but yeah.
It doesn't have to relate to stuff that I've done, whatever.
I write a blog, so I do like
the
to try and
drives
come up with...
greatest correspondent. Just a thought.
Come up with witty titles, so I'll have
good,
a think on that
great.
One.
I mm-hmm. write a blog too, but you know, well, I've got a blog, but I don't write much in it. I have no idea what it does or what it's about.
It just sits there.
Some friends.
I mean, pretty much the same as what you're doing on the midweek drive here, and just kind of... Well, mine is just kind of ramblings about my life and how I'm feeling.
I'll have you know, Jodie, that
I've
Annette...
I've seen that, but I just don't feel people want to...
Exactly.
And there's so much typing to do.
Exactly. Annette, it's better to be focused on the razor-sharp wit that comes out, you know, every month with respect to an routine. That's the important thing. Kaylee, any questions for Annette Andre? Because sadly, Annette, Kaylee wasn't aware of Randall and Hopkirk Deceased, either the first series or indeed the remake. Bless her, she's just a child. But never mind.
Oh, there you go. Well, there are those around, you know.
Shocking. Yeah, I blame education.
any questions from the thing today?
Kaylee, anything you'd like to chirp up with?
I just want to know, like, what you write in your blog to get ideas for mine, because I'm...
That's called plagiarism, Kaylee. Sorry.
Ideas, Alex.
Yeah, that's okay.
I just write very mundane things and very little, quite honestly. In fact, most of the time I forget about it.
In fairness, Annette, Kaylee might be one of our blogettes who will be taking on board the role of actually sort of providing a kind of a meta-narrative to the Midweek Drive, in which she'll be sort of giving her own fashion-based take on what we're doing with the show, etc. So we'll probably be name-checking a good self, Annette, as one of course, our clear fashion icons of the universe.
Jericho. I must admit I'm interested in that, yeah.
Jericho.
Going back to the art.
By the way, Alex, I still haven't managed to find a photograph of you.
Well, they're all out there. I mean, how far are you?
Well, I don't know. It never says who you are. I mean, I've looked up things and everything. But
oh, well,
says.
You see, the man
there
who...
There's a lot of people in there, so...
Well, I Jody, how can Annette, or indeed possibly anybody else who's sort of... How can I actually find out?
Well, if you go onto our Facebook page, then there should be some pictures Alex.
Yeah.
Especially on location. He doesn't take many pictures in the studio. One. He tends to take pictures of ourselves.
You know, it's always with other people, at least the ones I see. I'm not very good on Facebook.
You could actually type in my own name to Facebook. You'll find there's a page there that does access things as well. So,
I'm sure if you were to go on Google and just Google...
There's a whole page
Alex
of photographs.
Well, I did that. Yeah. I did that, and then a lot of pictures came up, and they were very nice pictures, but with all with everybody else. And I thought, which one?
Would you like me to email you one, Annette?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. In which case,
it's
fair
nice enough. To know who you're talking to.
Well, there we are.
Just type into Google Brad Pitt and the spit and dab, and then you get an idea of what it looks like.
Now, for
I'm
sure.
I'm really hopeless on these sorts of things. In fact, I'm not even sure. I press on like on your. On your website, on the Facebook page.
Yes.
But I don't even know if it's.
I don't think you have officially liked us as yet, Annette, but you know, it's
see,
okay.
I've pressed like.
Well, maybe you have.
I don't know what to do. I'm absolutely hopeless.
We'll have to set up a special show to actually talk Annette through the whole system where she's got a computer on one side, telephone on the other. It could be a series.
I'm just thinking that, Annette, it sounds like you need an assistant, so, you know, I'm always available.
There we are.
Yeah, I do.
Well, there we are, you see. So, Annette, I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link as well with us today?
Absolutely. I always do. I have a lot of fun. It's good when we can have a quick chat at the end.
Always crucial, because we'll be connecting with you again in September, when, of course, the students will be back in all sorts of wonderful ways. And, of course, Arthur should be up hopefully in a couple of weeks as well.
OK, that's fine. Let me know.
Time for what I would humbly suggest and submit is probably my favourite tune of the year, actually, at present, really. This has sort of just grabbed me by the sort of emotional scenarios, and I just think it's a sensational little number, so I'm being quite selfish and playing Christina Train.